Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. We will continue our discussion about King Saul and David this morning. And our focus is King Saul currently and how King Saul is a type of the flesh. King Saul is a type of self-will. The world of flesh. King Saul is a type of self-direction that is in active opposition against the known will of God. And so he is also a type of active rebellion against the will of God. And so therefore, he is a type of those, or he's a type of an individual who lives in rebellion. Now, in the Jonah document, we read about Jonah's attitude about the word of God, about the Debar Yahweh, because God had called him to a specific task. That he was to go and preach the Ninevites. And we read that Jonah reared up. And this was a picture of his attitude against the will of God. He reared up, he rebelled against the will of God, and therefore he incurred ra in Hebrew. It means the breaking up and the ruin of all that is within a man and those within his peripheral. And so when Jonah boarded that ship to go to Tarshish, that is southern Spain, he carried it ra within the lives of those individuals who were on that ship. King Saul was also an act of rebellion against God, but as in the case of Jonah, there came a time when he did conform to the will of God, but this was a very powerful and dynamic relationship that Jonah had won with God. King Saul is another story altogether, and I keep saying King Saul because I want to communicate to you the understanding of flesh and king of one's own life, the king of one's own destiny, as opposed to a destiny that is centered within the will of God. And so we see in 1 Samuel chapter 15 that King Saul was tasked to go and to destroy the Amalekites, and he refused to complete the will of God. God said, wipe everything out, get rid of everything. Saul interpreted the will of God and said, I will get rid of everything that I don't think is worthwhile. So we read in verse 9 that he got rid of everything that was despised and weak. They took, and these things they took and destroyed. God said everything. The self and the self-will and King Saul said, we will get rid of something. That according to Saul's perception, we're keeping. This was a test for the king, that is for King Saul. And the test is complete obedience to God or to compromise the will of God in some manner. Here is an insight into the will of the flesh. The will of the flesh is always willing to compromise with the will of God. And the will of the flesh does not take obedience to the will of God in a serious manner. This is a very serious and egregious act or activity before God, because it shows absolute contempt for God. And the contempt is in one's actions. And the contempt was not so much in what God, but Saul, King Saul said, contempt for God's will was in his actions. And I love the way that the writer has skillfully brought to our awareness what contempt for the will of God is through one's actions. So one may be obeying, one may be having with some and have many other wonderful socially acceptable characteristics. But hidden beneath the froth and the social persona is this rebellious spirit that will not listen to God or obey God. In fact, the will is an act of rebellion against God. And so we see that in 1 Samuel chapter 15. And as we read down, verse 12 reads, early in the morning, Samuel got up and went to meet Saul, but he was told, Saul has gone to Carmel. There he has set up a monument in his own honor and has turned and gone on down to Gilgal. So now it is complete. This is very powerful. And this man will lose everything because he decided to follow the will of the flesh. He decided to walk in active opposition against the known will of God through his incomplete obedience. Now, in Hebrew, we learn that disobedience was given in the perfect tense. And so the perfect tense shows us that this was something that will care about it. This man's behavior, this man's perception, or lack thereof, of who God is. And so we read that after his egregious sin, notice in verse 10, the Lord came to Samuel, the word of the Lord came to Samuel in verse 10, excuse me, verse 11, and God said, I am grieved that I have made Saul king. I am grieved. Very penetrating, very profound sentence. I am the great I am. I am grieved. The I am that I am of Exodus 3:14. The eternal God is grieved about Saul. We have to remember that in the book of Hebrews, we're told that there are pleasures, plural, the pleasures of sin. But then the writer says, it talks about the pleasures of sin for sin. We know that intrinsically embedded within God's universe is this law. The law sowing whatsoever one sows, that one shall also reap. Jesus himself said that whosoever would follow me must take up the cross. And in Luke, Gospel, Jesus said, whosoever would follow me must take up the cross daily. Follow me, take up the cross daily. One of the Greek words that's used in the Gospels to talk about following Jesus is a word that means almost to forget one's own existence. See, the flesh cannot please God. The flesh does not want to please God. The flesh is only interested in what the flesh desires or wants. The flesh is only interested in its own passions. One of the words that the great that Paul uses is epithumia. He talks about the flesh, epithumia. The prefix epi upon thumia, talks about all kinds of lust, variegated lust, a variegated lust pattern. The biblical words are very different from, of course, the words in the secular psychology books. They're embedded within reality and the spiritual reality of us all, because the Word of God is written by God. So God knows exactly what he wants to say and how he wants to speak to us. God's Word comes from an intrinsic understanding of what we call human nature. Psychological observation comes from just that, empirical research, empirical data, which is very, very good and can be very accurate. But the Word of God tells us truth and what is intrinsically there in our hearts. And so this king has decided to walk in active opposition against God, so therefore he will receive the consequences within his own personality of his sin. What's this sin? He has decided to follow sin. And he will pay dearly for his decision to rebel against God. And let me say this morning that he is going to have many regrets. He is going to break apart and break mentally, spiritually. This man has chosen himself as his own destruction because he has decided to rebel against God. In our next episode, we will continue discussing King Saul as a type of the rebellious nature of the flesh. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you this day.